Everyone, Carl Scully is my name. I'm the chair of the Canterbury Bankstown Local Planning Panel meeting this evening. I just wish to make an acknowledgement of country. Canterbury Bankstown Local Planning Panel acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land, water and skies of Canterbury Bankstown, the Darug people. The panel recognises and respects Darug cultural heritage, beliefs and relationship with the land. And the panel acknowledges the First Peoples continuing importance to the Canterbury Bankstown City community. Thank you. Now, on my right, I have two planning experts, Glenys James and Elizabeth Pete. Community reps, we've got Peter Menton, Bankstown Ward, Vicky Chen over there for Bass Hill Ward, and Stephen Tanevsky, Reesby Ward. So now I have a declaration from Elizabeth Pete in respect of item number 3 as a pecuniary conflict, in that she is employed by Transport for New South Wales. Road and Maritime is one of the landowners, so she won't be participating in that. Do any other members have any other interests to declare?
No, Mr. Chair.
No conflict of interest.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to declare the minutes of Canterbury Bankstown Local Planning Panel meeting held on the 2nd of February 2026 and confirmed as correct by the chair of that meeting. Now, I'll go to item number 1, which is a planning proposal for 81A to 89 Rosedale Avenue Greenacre and 48A Gibson Avenue Padstow. They involve a request for amendments to the Canterbury Bankstown LEP by rezoning subject sites from SP2 electricity transmission or distribution network to E4 general industrial, and introducing an FSR of 1:1. Now, I understand there was an objective, but there's no objectives tonight. I have available for answering questions. I have here Hannah Painter, Bridget Bradley, all right, and Stephen White. Okay. Now, panel, are there any questions you'd like to ask? Should we get the representatives down here, or?
No, I have no questions, Mr. Chair. No questions from me either.
And Peter?
No questions. So,
No questions, Mr. Chair.
Wrong one. Yeah.
And
we
both.
Yes. Oh, it covers, because there's two different sites, so it covers both of you. Yeah, okay. All right. So both of you don't wish to. So, I don't think we need to spend any more time on it. The role of this panel, I think you understand, representing the applicant, is to make a recommendation to council laws that it should proceed to Gateway. And at this stage, I think I can speak on behalf of the panel that we would be happy to make that recommendation, given that we are satisfied, based on the report from council, that it has both strategic and site-specific merit. So, your presence is no longer required. I guess that means if the representatives from Mervis don't get here before we've concluded this, they don't get paid. Is that right? I hope not. Okay, we'll go to item 2, which is in respect of 77, 79, 81. Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. Vicky, this is your one. This is in relation to a property at Auburn Road and Neutral Avenue, Birrong. Demolition of existing structures and a construction of a 5-storey mixed-use development with affordable housing, 7 commercial tenancies, 50 residential units with basement car park, landscaping and site works. I understand there are 2 written submissions. No one wishing to address the meeting in respect of that, I understand. But available to answer questions, Darren Laybutt and Russell Olson. You're both here. Okay. Does the panel have any questions to ask about, Elizabeth?
I just had one question about the proposed species of the 2 trees in the deep soil zone.
We'll just need them to come up.
Yeah.
You could just On the record, gentlemen, if you could just state your name and your position.
Darren Labor, town planner from Gap Associates.
Russell Olson, director Olson Associates Architects.
Okay, my question relates to the species of trees that are selected for the deep soil zone in the internal courtyard. Noting that that courtyard is quite substantially overshadowed, I was just wanting to check that the species, which I believe is a brush box, are suitable for a highly shaded area.
Darren may want to add to this, but we did go through this in the design stages with council's landscape architects and our landscape architects. So that question was asked of us, and our landscape architects reassured us that they were appropriate species, given that they were going to be substantially overshadowed, not entirely overshadowed. So yes, we can only go on the recommendation of our landscape architects.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Just one question. I've got a little bit of a concern. The EV charging special condition may not be clear enough about the requirements. So just to be frank, I'll just ask the staff to perhaps be a little more expansive. I don't think it'll change anything from what you're expecting. It'll just spell out with less wriggle room than you might have at the moment. Any problems with that?
Sorry, I just try to find the condition.
I think it was 166, wasn't it?
169. So where appropriate, development is to include EV charging infrastructure. Is that the condition?
Yeah, it's a bit light on.
Yes.
So I just want to make it a bit clearer.
Yeah, we've catered to the NCC requirement as it is now, so every residential space is to have the cable tray infrastructure. I think there's a note on the basement plan to that effect.
Yeah.
Is that aligning with what you want?
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any surprises. It's just the wording's a bit lighter than I would have liked.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Other than that, I certainly don't have any problems with the development application, nor does the panel. Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, Elizabeth, for number three, you need to vacate. Sorry? Oh, I think so, yeah. Thank you. So the last item is in respect of a development application for Old Avenue, Ladderwick Avenue, Horsley and Horsley Road, Milpara, seeking the construction of a public accessible shared cycleway and pedestrian access path along the Georges River. I don't believe we have anyone objecting. There's no one from the applicant. I think we can conclude any reason why we shouldn't conclude this item and therefore this meeting. Natasha? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, staff. This meeting of Canterbury Bankstown Planning Panel is concluded. Thank you.